We always hear from listeners about our conversations every morning with reporter Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine in Lviv. Lots of texts and emails always. And here's one. Joseph, I'd like to share this with you. Tell Joseph to stay safe. Please let him know the Ukrainian-American community are really working hard to help Ukraine with all kinds of funding and the rallies. We are trying to open everyone's eyes to what is happening. I would like to thank you and Bob for your interest toward Ukraine and your support. Nice message, huh?
Bob, yes, it's great to hear that. And I've seen photos and videos of many of these rallies around America. And it's also a great chance for Ukraine to share its story of, you know, what Ukrainian identity is, and especially this idea of Ukrainian freedom. Just like the Irish people for centuries struggled for freedom, so are the Ukrainians today. And I think it's a story that will resonate with many Americans. Today normally is a big holiday in Lviv. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's May 6th. It's the city day, the Feast of St. George, and it celebrates the history of this city, which is 766 years old, I guess, as of today. But today there will be no major celebrations, just prayers in the churches. And of course, it's not like normal times, but it is. It's an occasion to remember, you know, what we can look forward to. And I will mention the mayor of the city of Ivano-Frankivsk, which is about 2 hours southeast of Lviv toward the Carpathian Mountains. He has asked his citizens to consider leaving that city during this weekend before Monday, May 9th, in anticipation of some Russian action. Meanwhile, the mayor of Lviv has encouraged people to stay in Lviv and instead to plant their gardens, to plant potatoes, to have better food security for whatever might come our way.
We're hearing in the news that Russians are abusing some civilians who want to leave. What do you know about that?
This is what we're hearing from occupied territory. You know, the territories that Russia occupies in the southeast of Ukraine, and it's very hard to get numbers on this. But I mean, there are some reports that hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have been deported to places in Russia. Which, you know, this has happened before in history. That was a major tactic of Stalin and the Soviet regime, was to move people around because it's tougher for people to be or you can control people when you can move them and divide them and separate them. So we do have reports that many Ukrainians from the occupied territories have been shipped to Russia. Sometimes they've been told that they were on buses to Ukraine, but they end up in Russia. Mm. But again, it's extremely hard to get the accurate numbers on that information.
Mm. Now, you have a friend, a civic leader from Kharkiv, who is actually in Chicago now. And what's that all about? What's he doing here?
Yeah. That's my friend Ihor Balaka, and I met him when I went to visit Kharkiv with a team of reporters in January and February before the war. And you know, I was captivated by the spirit of that city. Ihor is he's a real estate businessman, but also one of the civic leaders of Kharkiv, which is Ukraine's second largest city. He's a native Russian speaker, but now, you know, working hard to speak Ukrainian. And if you're men between the ages of 20 and 60 are not generally allowed to leave Ukraine, but they can for special purposes. And the Ukrainian government agreed that he would be a great ambassador. So he's traveled. He was in Washington. Now he's in Chicago. And I think he will be in Philadelphia as well to spread the story of what's happening here. I think it's very powerful when people can hear, you know, from someone that has seen the ruins of that city. And he has, you can, if you visit our UkrainianFreedomNews.com, we started to post some of his stories. He has a series he's been posting on Facebook called The Close Relatives of Unbreakable Kharkiv. And every few days he tells a story, some amazing stories of warriors, of citizens, of people who have survived the bombings and how they are not losing their spirits and how they, you know, are helping each other. So it's really an inspiring series, and I'm sure he's bringing that energy right now to the city of Chicago.
We'll post the information on that and the link on our website as well, WGNradio.com. Is this a tough week for people like you, Joseph? Mother's Day, are you thinking about your family back in the States?
Yeah, well, you know, Mother's Day is celebrated on a different day here, and you know, with the Eastern calendar, I get confused. So I have to be honest and say I'm thankful to Haley for sending me the reminder.
Our producer, yeah, right.
Yeah, I can't. So thank you so much for that. I will be, of course, calling my mom. And I just heard from my mom yesterday. because they were on the way to Raleigh. My younger brother, my youngest brother, is graduating this weekend from NC State University. So congratulations to him. And, you know, one day we'll all be united again, either here or in the States.
Yeah, I hope so. They're in North Carolina, huh?
Correct, yes.
And before we let you go today, Joseph, I know music is very important to you and the people of Ukraine. Tell us about this little clip. We'll play a few seconds of it. I think it's called I Have No Home. Is that right?
Yes, Umina Nemaya Doma, and it's by the Lviv band. The lead singer, she's got an amazing voice. It's called the band is called One in the Canoe in translation, and her voice is sort of this, you know, the epitome of that, the haunting Ukrainian vocals, and it's a lovely song, and it was written before the war, but it resonates with so many of the displaced, the refugees from the east, and Ukrainians who have to go abroad, or the Ukrainian children who are living separated from their parents throughout Europe right now. So the song is called I Have No Home.
If you don't understand what the words mean, you can feel the pain there, can't you?
Indeed, and you know some even the BBC had a story about Ukrainian music in the first month of the war, saying it's an incredibly melodic language, and it really is a nation of creatives and artists and poets and people who, I think part of that is because they had a legacy of suffering for so many centuries. And you can hear that even with a bit of optimism, I would think. But you can still hear that in the voice. Mm. And that's how we feel. That's how everyone here feels now.
Another message we got from a listener. Please repeat Joseph's full name and how he is able to reach you every morning. It's Joseph Lindsley, and we've got his information on our website. How are we able to talk every day like this?
I speak to you. We're speaking via Zoom, and I use my MacBook. Sometimes I speak from a cafe, but mainly from our news bunker. And today I'm not underground. It's a beautiful day, so I'm upstairs and just with the window open to listen to see if we will have an alarm.
I hope for peace. We're grateful as always. Hope you have a safe weekend, Joseph. Talk to you on Monday.
You too. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in America.
Thank you.